guys, welcome back to Be Unemployable.
Hey guys, missed you. We're being so consistent. We were here last week. We're here this week. Like, look at us. Look at us go.
We're always here.
Yeah.
Even if we're not live, like with updates, we're always here.
Yeah.
We're so present. That's what we're known for. That's what ADHD people are known for.
Is being present, being consistent.
Being like never distracted and living
absolutely
in the
not. We don't dissociate ever. We're always super in tune to whatever conversation we're having. Yeah, that's us.
That's what we're known for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not being sarcastic at all.
Not even a little bit.
No, not me. That's not something I do.
No, Maggie, you are just, you really need to go find a sense of humor because you truly don't have one.
I know. I'm hoping one day I'll develop it. It's a hope. Hope and pray.
Thoughts if and prayers. I only had a sense of humor. I tried to put that into the Wizard of Oz thing. It didn't work out very well.
It was so close.
It was really, really close.
It was so close. Yet so very far.
So very far. Yeah. Story of my life.
We still got the point.
Yeah. Don't worry. For sure. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thinking about
You're
just like
so welcome.
I'm thinking about just pivoting my whole business as just being a songwriter because I'm really good at it.
A parody songwriter.
I could be a parody songwriter. Worked for Weird Al. Yeah, it did, truly. Okay. Well, now that we're done not making jokes. Yeah, I said that correctly. Should we talk to them about what we're talking about today?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, sing us out. Play us out. That's today's episode.
It's and we'll see you later. Burp. There it is.
Just kidding. More funny. Okay, so this week is actually something we touched on last week.
Look at us remembering and everything.
It's actually because Jamie remembered and then I wrote it down. So we practice what we preach.
We do.
It's not a big deal or anything, but. So we are going to be talking about when shit doesn't go your way and you have to reframe that as to not throw in the towel and run away and go live in the hills where there's no internet. So, first of all, when we were talking about bringing up this topic, I said to Jamie, how do you know when it's truly not going your way versus when it's just executive dysfunction? And she said, ooh, I can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jamie, how do you know when it's like, no, this shit don't work? Versus, no, it's my brain. My brain just won't let me do that right now. I need to find a different way to do it.
Yeah. So let's look at if it's simply not working first. And I like to give tangible examples. So, okay, you have packaged your services. You have marketed the shit out of your services. Nobody is buying them. Nobody is interested. No one is asking you questions about it. Period. Point blank. Nothing. Okay. If you are working on this consistently, getting the message out there, sharing what you do, how you do it, and nobody's wanting to buy it, it's not working. It doesn't mean that what you have isn't amazing. It could be that you need to package it differently. It could be the way that you're marketing it. Something isn't working. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it's your brain, you'll know it's your brain if you have an amazing idea and you simply can't get your shit together to do it. And that can be having an idea for a masterclass and you know, envisioning how beautiful it's going to be, how many days it's going to be, but not being able to actually write down any of the copy, maybe for the slides, not knowing where to start, where to record your videos, because that's a decision. Like, there's so many little decisions that go into making that one thing. And if you're sitting in circles thinking about your pretty baby that you want to put out into the world and you're not able to actually do that, that's mm-hmm. when it's your brain. And that doesn't mean you can't do the thing. It just means that you need to, one, understand your brain better, and then two, have strategies to work with your brain to get the thing done, because it doesn't mean you're a flawed human being. And I think that any business owner with ADHD, I think any business owner with
ADHD, what a weird decision to make.
Yeah. I decided to drop my mic right there. I think that any business owner with ADHD that says that they've never been in that position is a fucking liar.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to lead with that question.
Yeah.
Because it's a really important distinction between when is your brain just not doing what you would like to do versus when is shit just not doing, like, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's just not working. Mm-hmm. Every entrepreneur, neurodivergent, neurotypical, has had an offer that does not sell.
Oh, I've never experienced
you're like,
that.
Never have
Everyone
I
Everyone is like, wait list. I've got fucking hundreds of people on every single wait list I've ever had. It's just, I've never experienced that. So what is that like?
I can tell you what it's like. So that way, when it happens to you, you're prepared. Let me give you, it's devastating at first.
Yeah, truly.
It's devastating. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, nobody likes me. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that's not it. But here's mm-hmm. the thing. Initially, you get a little bit of the RSD, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of RSD. And then you have to push through it. Now, we have other episodes on RSD, so we're not going into that. Mm-mm. We have at least two other ones.
Yeah.
Go listen to those. Mm-hmm. But then once you get over your RSD, or at least briefly overcome it, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be forever. Nothing is.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, once you push through it, you have to look then at what's broken. So there's a couple different ways to figure out what's broken in your offer, right? Mm-hmm. It could be the actual offer, like Jamie said. It could be your marketing. It could be you. Mm-hmm. How about that? Sit with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Sit with that. Sit with what I just said. Stay with that and don't turn off the podcast.
Yeah.
So it could be how you're showing up. Mm-hmm. And by that, I truly mean it could be the way you're showing up. It could be you have trauma you haven't worked through, and every time you show up, everyone else can feel it.
Oh, I took it super literal. Like when I used to show up on camera without makeup and rollers in my hair, and you're like, hey, maybe you want to clean it up just a smidge. I took that super literal.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, but okay.
There was a time where I did tell Jamie that, because she was like, I don't understand why my clients don't have two pennies to rub together. And I mm-hmm. said, it's because you show up looking like you just got home from Walmart.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was like, so they feel comfortable with you mm-hmm. and because you also look like you don't have two pennies to rub together. Mm-hmm. So show up like you mean it. Mm-hmm. But also, if you are showing up and people can feel your unhealed trauma mm-hmm. and you're showing up hostile, that could be where the break is too.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O land is where you are there.
Have you ever been on one? Like, have you ever shown up on somebody's masterclass or somebody's like little Facebook Live or whatever? and they're just like yelling at you about how they are unapologetic about this and that and unapologetic about this and that. And you're just like, I'm getting yelled at. Why am I getting yelled at? I just showed up to learn.
I haven't experienced that yet. So if you come across someone, will you send me the video? I haven't experienced that yet.
Yes, I will send it to you because I have come across multiple people who have yelled at me about how they are not apologetic about who they are. And I'm like,
oh,
okay, well, go to therapy and then come back to me.
It's funny because like, I feel like I have beelined a lot of the crap that is in the entrepreneurial world because I started my journey with you. So I've connected with people who have connected with you. So that has weeded out a lot of people.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So once you've taken a look at everything that you can possibly do to be the best you, right? Mm-hmm. Then we'll look at the offer, and then we'll look at the funnel, and then we'll look at the marketing, and then we'll look at those things.
Mm-hmm.
But you always want to look at yourself first, because if you're amazing, you can have a shitty funnel. Mm-hmm. If you're amazing, you can't really save a shitty offer. I mean, let's be honest. If your mm-hmm. offer sucks, you can't save that. You got to mm-hmm. redo your offer. Yeah. But if you have shitty marketing, but you're amazing, they'll still come to you.
So what would that look like? I'm curious. Like you have an amazing person, but a shitty funnel. Like, what do you mean by a shitty funnel?
I mean, like they get your freebie, right? Because that's the beginning of a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you never email them again.
Mm.
That's a shitty funnel.
Okay.
You collect all these email addresses
mm-hmm.
and then you've never contacted them again.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was there in the beginning. Now I have a nurture sequence and I email them. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. You get their information and then you're just
you start your funnel and you're like, oh, I'm going so strong. I did this first step.
Mm-hmm.
Or like maybe you have a self-liquidating offer, which is a really good beginning part of a funnel, right?
Yeah.
Where you run an ad. A self-liquidating offer is where you run an ad and then people buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost you the same amount to run the ad and get people in that you then earn. So it self-liquidates. So you come out earning zero, spending zero, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you might have that step down to your funnel, but then your funnel doesn't go anywhere. Like you don't do anything with these leads.
Yeah.
Like that's what a shitty funnel would look like.
Okay.
But if you had that, but you were still like absolutely amazing,
mm-hmm.
you still get people in your audience.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save it with your personality.
That makes sense.
That's why there's a lot of different ways to still save it if you've done inner work.
So because they're going to be seeking more from you, they're going to be going to your website, checking out your services. Is that what you mean? Because how you can save it with your personality, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can't save a shitty offer and you can't save an unhealed walking trauma bomb. You can't save those two things. Mm-hmm. You just can't save them.
Yeah.
So what we would learn from like a failed offer, for example, is, do you know?
Well, it could be so, what do you learn from it? You learn what not to do, but first, I mean, seriously, you learn what not to do and then you try something new and see if it works. Like, and it could be any part of it. It could be the way that you're acquiring the leads. Like you said, it could be any part of it and you have to you have to test every single part of it to see what the fuck actually went wrong. Like it's not an overnight process. That's why people who have put something out one time don't get sales and think that, you know, it's just not going to work. No, that's not true. You don't even know what went wrong yet.
And you don't know that it did go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the other part. If you have a shitty offer, you don't know that it's shitty until a couple times launching it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming nobody buys multiple times.
Yeah.
You also don't know, like, say it's an evergreen offer. Mm-hmm. That might not be the offer if it's not selling. That comes back to marketing. Mm-hmm. That comes back to so many different things. That yeah. comes back to how, who's seeing it? Who are you getting in front of it? That comes mm-hmm. back to lead generation. Do you have a hot audience? Do you have hot buyers? Mm-hmm. Who do you have looking at it?
Yeah.
So there's so many places where something can go wrong that what I'm saying here at this point is you need to make sure you're in your best health mentally mm-hmm. and that you've overcome your RSD so that you can do the business work required to troubleshoot it and actually get the learning.
Yeah.
Because then you start, okay, let's say that it is a launched product. Okay. So it's something you're launching. It's not evergreen. Mm-hmm. Then what do? We launch it multiple times, mm-hmm. right? We're not going to launch it once and say it failed. Mm-hmm. We have no way of knowing just because nobody buys or just because five people buy or when you wanted 15 or whatever it is. That's not failure on one time. One time is not enough data. Mm-hmm. Scientists can't test something one time and say it failed. Like, mm-hmm. go look at how scientists perform stuff.
Yeah.
So you launch it again. You collect that data. Mm-hmm. You should be doing debriefs every time you launch. What worked? What didn't? Mm-hmm. Where did you see, if you are doing a live launch, where did you see people falling away? Where did you lose them? If you had videos, where did they stop watching? What time? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many data points that you can collect that you can see where you can tweak it. Mm-hmm. And then you do that. You tweak what you need based on your findings and you move on and do it again. Mm-hmm. When I worked with live launching people who were doing the true live launch method, which is 9 days, like the mm-hmm. full live launch method, we gave it a full year before we called something a failure.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
You don't give up after one or two launches. Mm-hmm. But what we did in that process is we looked at everything along the way. Okay, was the workbook hard? Like, mm-hmm. instead of just simply filling in the blank with your learning, mm-hmm. were we asking people to do too much?
Yeah.
Were the trainings too long? You know, typically people tune out after about 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. Are you asking them to hang out with you for an hour?
Right. Right.
Like, calm down. Mm-hmm. There are all these little data points. So assuming you've hit the big guys that we talked about, start looking at these little data points and seeing where you might be losing someone.
Yeah.
It's all good information. Mm-hmm. And because, especially if you have autistic tendencies or you are actually diagnosed autistic, mm-hmm. you may be the person like me who sees the pattern. So you can say, you know, I noticed nobody showed up on the fourth day or on the sixth day. With the fourth day should be when you're doing your offer, mm-hmm. actually, if you're doing a live launch. But you might say, hey, I noticed nobody showing up on this day, which if nobody's showing up on your fourth day, that's why you didn't sell anything. Nobody showed up for your offer.
Right.
But you can see like the clear indications. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, oh, I've now collected enough data. I now see enough of the points to see the pattern.
Yep.
And shoot, by month five, I have a working offer and launch system. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear people who aren't even screaming yet, but they will be when they listen, saying, hey, I don't have 5 months of no income from no offers.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I get it. So then throw stuff at the wall in the meantime.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your main offer. Keep doing it. But start throwing stuff at the wall in the meantime, figuring out what else works. Throw out some one-on-one spots.
Mm-hmm.
Get some other forms or whatever it is that you offer. But throw out some additional opportunities to work with people. Hey, I'm doing a one-day intensive on Voxer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm doing this. And it will also give you some voice of customer data, which means you will actually get to hear what people are saying and then have questions prepared for them. So that way at the end of that time together, if it's a one-on-one, like, you know, 3-month package, or if it's just a day on Voxer, mm-hmm. you can ask them the questions that you need to ask to be able to hone your major offer better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Failure gives you data that you need, and it gives you drive to throw stuff at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you going to do? Live with no income in this economy?
Yeah, no shit.
So it's a motivating factor. And all of a sudden you're going to have data that you can use. You're going to progressively get better. And honestly, if you continue to show up just on the pure repetition, you're going to get better. You don't have a choice. People yeah. don't show up and do the same thing every day and get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. It's so
that's
funny.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to get better just because you don't have a choice. I mean, unless heaven forbid you have a memory problem, you're going to get better.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much my 2 cents on the matter. How about you?
I think you covered everything, honestly. And for everyone that is overwhelmed thinking of like, holy fuck, I can't even, like, hearing about all the different data points, it feels very overwhelming. But the thing is, look at it from a big picture view. Like, where are people dropping off? Think of it as stages. Like, there's a lead generation stage. There is the like the activation stage when they give you their email. There is the nurturing stage where you're in their email or they're coming back to wherever you're, if it's a blog, if it's a podcast. And then there is the sign up, the sales page and the sign up, whatever it is. Like, look at it from a big picture. Where are people dropping off? And then just look at that stage. And that can make it a little less overwhelming to get those data points.
Mm-hmm. And if you're struggling with keeping people once they're inside your program, start looking at that. What's mm-hmm. the big confusion?
Yeah.
People aren't renewing. What are mm-hmm. they saying when they're leaving?
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a problem closing new sales, but you never had that problem before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have testimonials?
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of different points that can be examined.
Mm-hmm.
So quote unquote failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that's not working right now. And there are too many outside factors for you to view it as your failure.
Yeah.
Unless you are choosing not to show up. And by the way, I'm saying choosing. That does not apply to executive dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this is a conscious choice not to show up or not to heal something.
Mm-hmm.
If you are making a choice, that is the only time it's failure.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's just your brain being your brain. It's just you mm-hmm. being a human, and it's just outside forces doing what they do.
And if that's the case, you should talk to me because I have services specifically for that. Be unemployable, obviously, is for the business side of it. But before you can do the business side, you got to have some of your shit together. And that's where I come in.
You have to be able to sleep through the night. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to, you know, get up and get in the shower. You have to be able to do some things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Jamie's for. Yep. Well, it's not the only thing she's for, but it's one of the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is my 2 cents. 3 cents, because I found a penny while we were talking.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
No big
deal. I'm pretty loaded. I have 3 cents.
I'm dead. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I think that's everything. Look at us.
Everything.
Since we've gotten topics, you guys, we're like killing it.
Really, really crushing it. Super duper. And if you have an idea for a topic, how about you go on our Facebook group and let us know? That'd be super helpful. We're doing this for you.
Like, that's pretty, it's like free coaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
So,
come on, if you're not already there, come hang out with us. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to work with Jamie, well, join the Be Unemployables Facebook group, which is called ADHD Collective, and we'll have a pinned post for Jamie and how to work with her. She's going to go make one right now.
I'm going to make a pinned post on, I'll do that. I'm going to write that down on my paper, because if I don't do it, I'll forget.
That's okay. I didn't know I was going to say that until like a second ago, but it seems like a really good idea, doesn't it?
It seems like a fantastic idea.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something that Jamie's going to do, because I just thought of it and I thought it was genius. So
cool.
When you pop into ADHD Entrepreneur Collective, you will find pinned posts on how to work with Jamie to get your ADHD side in order.
Boop, boop.
Boop, boop. Whoa. And then, of course, you'll see me in there too. So if you need business stuff, you hit me up and then I go, hey, and then we talk.
And if you would like to see all of Maggie's amazing offers, you go to MaggieIsley.com and then you look at all of them. And if you need branding, bitch, she's got branding. If you need business coaching, bitch, she's got business coaching. She's got it all. She's got a program called F This Job, which is a 6-week accelerator to actually starting a business. She has like a lot of really great things. You should go look at all of them.
Yeah, I got all that stuff. So like, what do you want to do?
What you want.
Yeah. So we're here for you. If you have any questions, join us in the group. We are there. I know we haven't been super active in the group, but we are going to be. Like, I kind of am. I post sometimes. I post more than Jamie.
You post a lot more than me. I have totally neglected that Facebook group lately.
See, I'm like so good, you guys. I post like twice a month. So
yeah, you're seriously crushing it. So
all right, that's what I mean. When you figure out what's going wrong in an offer, such as neither of you are showing up in a Facebook group when you're supposed to be, you can fix it.
Yeah, look at us. We just problem solved.
All right. We'll see you in the Facebook group where we will both be showing up from now on.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.